Amigos, nachos, amigos, and welcome to Record Breakers, a music podcast where a group of friends gather together to share music with each other, an album at a time. It's like a little book club for music, fun time had by all. I'm PD Rave, I think David will enjoy my fit today at the Poppy shirt.
Yeah.
Yes. Here with me is my team, my squad, my crew, my gang. We've got David.
Petey, did you know that on the very first episode of the Adult Swim series, The Boondocks, Granddad Freeman explained to Huey, the main character, that one of the best ways to win white people over was with cheese?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. We've got Drew.
Fuck, I really do like cheese.
Yeah.
See?
Cheese is good. Cheese is good. And we've got our guest, fourth chair occupant, Alev.
Hello.
Yeah. We're here to talk about music. We're here to talk about an album. Not exclusively cheese, but I'm sure it'll be brought up. I imagine there will be moments for talking about cheese. And the provider of the album this week is Alev. Alev, what have you brought for us this week?
All right, guys. So for this week, I decided that we should review one of my favorite albums of all time, Surfboard's 2018 album, Friendship Music.
Yeah. This is an interesting group. Let's talk about expectations. David, what expectations did you have coming into this album?
Well, I did a little research and looked up Surfport before giving this album a listen. So what I came out of was that I was expecting something loud and something fun and possibly telling the tales of existential angst in modern middle America and perhaps maybe with a naughty word or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Drew, what expectations did you have coming into this album?
I had basically what I could go off of on Spotify, which seemed like, oh, they're a punk band, and that's what I got. They're a punk band, and it looks like their front person maybe having a voice that is not male, which doesn't always happen in punk. So mm-hmm. I was interested to get into it.
Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to hearing what this, while we were hanging out with our gang, with our crew, I had been talking with Alev about, you know, bands that we want to like talk, enjoy, what albums we enjoying, and she had mentioned that one of their favorite albums was Surfboard's, this one, Friendship Music, and I'd like saved it, intending to listen to it. So I was looking forward to like sitting down and mulling it over and examining it with a fine tooth comb. Lev, how would you describe this album musically?
So I think musically, like every song like takes you on like a bit of a journey, right? Like I would say that for every song, like it sounds different from the other. Some tend to sound like heavier than others, as opposed to others sounding more melodic, more lightweight to, you know, when you hear it. So I'd say it's a very versatile sounding album, if I'm being honest, but it still maintains that like punk, or rather like that, maybe you can describe it as like glam punk sound. I remember hearing that term glam punk at one time and I was like, actually, I've never heard this term before. That actually perfectly describes what this band is like, especially mm-hmm. aesthetically. So I feel like it's very different from many of the other like punk bands that I've heard before previously. So I found this to be like quite an interesting album when I gave it a first listen.
Mm-hmm. David, how would you describe this album musically?
I would describe this album musically as very, very good and very, very in your face punk rock, but not in the way that it was confrontational, or abrasive or aggressive, but it was also still very friendly and welcoming. And I think I got the vibe from this band that they're very much about inviting everybody in to have a good time, except if, you know, you don't get it, which yeah. I'll talk about with one of the tracks later. Mm-hmm. But I think that I felt a welcoming that I hadn't felt from a lot of punk music before. I felt welcomed in, and I felt like I was in for a good time.
Mm-hmm. Drew, how would you describe this album musically?
Well, this is actually one of the harder albums I've had to like put thought to, and not because it's awful and I don't want to say bad things. It's great. It is a good album, and it reminds me of everything I like about punk rock. It's brash. It's in your face. It has a message, and it cuts all the fluff and all the corners to get you that message in your face as quickly as possible. There is not a 3 on the minute marker on any of these songs. It is a fast punk rock record. It reminds me, the first thing that came to mind, which is a kind of an offshoot and a tangent, but the first track, like the first thing that came to mind was the Star Fucking Hipsters, or Leftover Crack. I like Star Fucking Hipsters a little better, but that's besides the point.
Choice.
That's my personal taste. Like I've said, it goes other places. It doesn't stay strictly in that milieu. And also, like I said, it has a lot to say. And as I alluded to, it's nice to hear punk rock, especially a lot of modern punk rock that's coming out. These guys formed in 2015, I think my research said. So younger bands, all in all. And I feel like a lot of the younger bands, you're getting a lot of new voices. You have that old guard of your Greg Gaffins and your Henry Rollins and all that stuff. And they look a particular way, maybe more like me. And getting anger and getting the viewpoint of that from a variety of people is always a good thing. These people are mad about a lot of things, but like David said, it never gets to the point of feeling.
They're not mad at the listener.
Right. They understand that you're coming along with this in a way. They're welcoming all kinds, unless you're an asshole, which is fine. I would like to think that I'm the same way. Yes. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is really brash and really loud punk music. In particular, a style that I think it constantly reminded me of, say, some of the punk bands that you would see in the early 90s, like around like the early 90s grunge and rock scene. Or like you would see playing a song in a slacker movie in the early 90s. I feel like especially a couple of the songs just kind of fit right in that sound, and not just aesthetically, but the approach and the musicality of it just fits right in of the grunge adjacent but not actually grunge in any way punk bands of like the early 90s that you would see around. And that's one of the things that I really liked about that, but definitely like it does, like Drew said, they are short tracks, 16 tracks in the span of less than 30 minutes. They don't overstay their welcome. I feel like it's very fun. Like it is a very, I think a very fun album of punk music, very much music that I can I imagine almost guarantee that is amazing to see live, and to see them perform. It is very, very fun. I feel like this is a random thing. I feel like this is the kind of band that would have like had a random cameo on Adventures of Pete and Pete. Like,
yeah. Like,
oh man.
Like they would have been there, and we were like, you as a kid, we're like, oh, this is cool, and they would have like played their like cleanest track, and like somewhere, or like they would have just been around, and like, and then you look back at it later, it's like they were on Pete and Pete, like. And like it would be that kind of like moment, like 15 years later.
But of course, here. They were on Pete and Pete. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Exactly. And I feel like if I could like sum up the feel and the sound, is like I feel like that's one of the biggest things that I could think of right there. But yeah, let's talk about specific tracks. Let's key in on some of the tracks. Alev, what would be some of the key tracks for you?
So, since this is like my favorite album, that's a really hard question for me. I probably have to say, like, I think the one track I listen to the most would probably be like Slushy. Like, I love Slushy. It's just, I love like the sound in the beginning. Like, if that sounds like super melodic. And I love how like it starts off that way until it starts to pick up and it gets very like high energy. I don't know. I just love the lyrics. Like, I think they're fun to sing along to. I feel like there's not much that I can say other than I just love like jamming to that song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. David, what would be some of the key tracks for you?
Track 4, Pretty Little Fucker. It subverts your expectations. You think it's going to say one thing and then it does the opposite. And I thought that was pretty cool. Track 9, White People. I was absolutely cracking up when I heard her singing about white people eating cheese. And it reminded me of the Boondocks where Granddad talked about white people eating cheese. Oh my God, it's actually a thing. Number 10, Burn. This song, the lyrics, I found to be just straight up 80s thrash, which again proves the connection between punk and thrash metal. And lastly, track 12, ACAB. And that one speaks for itself. There's nothing quite like a good anti-cop song.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Drew, what would be some of the key tracks for you?
Well, the me thing. Let's get that out of the way. High Anxiety is a song that feels like its namesake in a lot of ways. It is quick. It gets to the point. It is in your face and it gets out. And I enjoy songs like that. Slushy. Something about this song. I don't know if it's the guitar tone. I don't know if it's the overall general rhythm. I don't know why. But every time I heard it, the only thing my brain would envision is like PlayStation 1 Tony Hawk doing like 32X combos and shit all over school, which is great. They spelled it out ACAB, but ACAB, a punk rock song about being angry at the police. Who would have thunk that would have worked? Await all punk rockers forever. and then... Selfie, the first minute and 5 seconds, that like morose nihilism to the whole thing, I think is perfect. The song gets quicker, in the second half and it's still good, but that first minute and 5 seconds is, I think, one of the most perfect encapsulations of like this album, I think, for me. Is just like they're saying stuff and they're angry about it, but they're not angry at people about it. They're just angry at the situation and want it to get better, which I think is the best type of way to do that kind of album. Why I still listen to a band like Bad Religion and not Anti-Flag as an example.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, like what Drew said about high anxiety, it just is a great starter to the album. It is what it says on the tin. It's about anxiety, and it's a very anxious song. Slushy is a really solid song. That one is one of the key ones where I got that like early 90s punk vibe from, like it would be in either Tony Hawk or in a random Slacker movie. And like it would be like maybe an opening sequence of the movie where you're still seeing the credits or something like that, or they'll be playing at a club where the protagonist is trying to find his love interest or whatever, or their love interest, something like that. Which the distortion on that one is just cool on everything. I think the distortion of the vocals and the music really kind of like solidify that feeling, because I think like it brings it back in because everything else on the album is a lot higher in fidelity than high fidelity. Speaking of movies, then I think probably some of the music from like the early 90s, but that one with the distortion kind of like is that next little piece of the puzzle that makes it really sick in there. Lesbian love. I just like the name.
Yes. It's about lesbians.
Yes, exactly. That one is. I just like the name.
I just like. Wait, I can never tell when like David had an actual revelation or not.
He's just having fun. You're getting work, brother. It is that I just like the name. I just want to talk about, and also it's a really good song. I think like the ACAB is definitely not just like it's a great song about being angry at the cops. I like that that's like the first one where you might get the sense that this one might be a newer album. I think if you're like oh this might be a like more current because it's like it's called ACAB. But it's still, if it wasn't just for that, if you had no context of that catchphrase, it would still be timeless because it's, you know,
fuck the police
has been a standard in a lot of music, especially punk. And it just fits in the milieu, just alongside 45 as well for similar reason, because hating fascists that suck is also a big part of punk rock music history. I think those 45 like it seals it of that feeling. But yeah, it is all kind of timeless. Let's bring it back around the horn, talk about some conclusive thoughts. David, what would be your conclusion on this album as a whole?
I had fun with this. I really, really did. I really had fun with it. Surfboard has a cool factor that I really, really respect. I feel like I would not be cool enough to go to one of their shows, but they might be okay with me being there anyway. It's not in a bad way, but I'm probably not cool enough to go to one of their shows. They've got a ton of energy. Their singer yells with no fear, and I really respect it. I respect all of this, and I really had fun with it from start to finish. This is one of those times where I bring up one of those issues I have with punk rock when I say it was too short. It was way too short. I could have done with more of this. I could have absolutely had more of this. It was not mean-spirited or hostile towards the listener, and it was good, loud, and fun, and it was just the right kind of thing. And the worst thing I could say is that I wanted more of it when I was done.
Mm-hmm. Drew, what would be your conclusion on this album as a whole?
I struggled with a conclusion probably my first three or four listens through. But I thought of something through my final couple today while I was at work. And this might be coming off the fact that like Silent Hill released like six different things yesterday. And it clicked in my head.
Timestamp.
Yes.
Are we timestamping somehow? This reminds me, this is nostalgic for me in a way. I haven't listened to punk rock of this type in a while. Not for any other reason than just not falling into my regular rotation. But it was something that I was very much into as a kid. And how this sounds and how everything is pieced together, it's pieced together really intelligently. The fidelity of it is really good. And part of that is coming from the fact that were microphones, digital audio workstations, all that sort of stuff has come way down in price and is way more accessible. So you have these punk rock bands that can actually do good work and like put out a high fidelity record, and it just doesn't sound like some 8-track recorder in the corner of a room. Not that I don't appreciate that stuff, but it's like when a video game gets a good remaster and it's, you're playing it again and it's how your brain remembers it and not what it actually was. This is sort of how my brain remembers like Mike V and the Rats. This is how my brain remembers like Start Fucking Hipsters, like is how this sounds. And I think that's really cool. And you get a new voice in punk rock and new voices in music. I will always champion till the end of time. Especially in this type of like, obviously like socially and politically charged sort of corner of music, I will always appreciate. It's weird that this type of band worked with Gucci, but you know, it kind of works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's something fitting about the fact that members of Blondie like have talked about the their fans, and like that's in the part of their Wikipedia. Obviously we're looking at that.
Blondie has always appreciated like sort of misfit out of the way music. Like it's really cool.
Although there's an article on The Guardian that's linked there. It's like, why do Blondie, The Strokes, and Gucci love punk band Surfport? And it's like, okay, that's cool. Like,
that works. They also sometimes work with like L7 too. Yeah. I know that they like meet up a lot.
And again, and that's one of those quintessential like early 90s like punk bands that that had that sound that I'm thinking of, like this, that early 90s, like they play at those shows that would be on, you know, a movie, like they would be on the same radio station as all the grunge stuff, but like it was that particular punk rock sound, and I think that it's a very fitting. And this is really good, angry, loud femme punk rock, which I'm always a fan of. It is it has a great attitude, and it is enjoyable. I'm glad everybody enjoyed it, because I was like, this is one of those, like, is everybody gonna be into this? Like, is
everybody... Oh my god, that was like my actual concern, because like I haven't really shown people a lot of people this band, because I feel like it's super weird or very like out of the box. So I was kind of like nervous that it'd be kind of like y'all wouldn't be sure about it, but I'm really glad to hear that you guys liked it so much.
Yeah, and like that was what I was thinking, was like, man, this is really good. I hope the other guys like it, because this is like for that feel and that style, and I want to go and I want to be at a show and jump around to the music and sing along and like be around other people that enjoy this band. Like this is a really fantastic punk rock record, and I think it shows a lot of cool stuff, and it's nice, loud, and fun, and like that. And that's like the biggest thing. And it's
loud and fun,
exactly. And it's obscene sometimes, and I like that too. I like a little obscenity, and a little crassness. Yeah. Last but not least, Alev, what would be your conclusion on this album as a whole?
So many conclusive thoughts that I have. I don't know. Other than I just love this album to death. honestly, it's just such overall such a good album. Like, it's everything that I've... Because, like, here's the thing, right? Is that, like, punk, from what I've grown up listening to, has always been pretty abrasive, pretty rough around the edges. But this kind of gives it, like, a whole new kind of, like, sound, at least for me. It's very light. It's definitely an album that I would get started with people who don't know a lot about punk and, you know, try to ease them into it. Because again, it can be pretty abrasive, but this is like an easy listen, I would say, despite it being so like loud and like in your face. But it's still like, despite the fact that it's like pretty easy to listen to, at least in my opinion, it's still like, it's still friendly. It's still, you know, pretty easy to listen to, I'd say,
mm-hmm.
you know, but yeah. Overall, yeah, I just think this album is like perfect from start to finish, you know?
Yeah, it's a really solid album. If I'm going to throw out when I think of like my example of like saying like how much I love really nice, loud, aggressive femme punk, I could talk about like how much I love an album, a band we talked about before. So I can't bring it up again, but I love bringing up Billy Carter. Is I would tell you Alev, that Billy Carter would be I don't know if I've already mentioned, but that'd be an amazing band for you to check out. I'm trying to remember what the name of the album is. I'll find it. It's the album that
we'll find it.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Yeah.
Awesome. But yeah, they're really cool. They're Korean femme queer punk rock goodness, and like all into one, and then they're fantastic. But yeah, that's one of those things that I kept thinking of.
I'll make sure to check them out. Also, if you guys love this band, you should definitely check out Emil and the Sniffers. If you guys haven't heard of them, they're like an Australian like punk band with a female front as well, and like, they work with Surfboard quite a bit, and they have like a pretty similar sound, but they're also super fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. So, like, definitely give them a try.
What was their name again?
Amel and the Sniffers. And the Sniffers.
Okay.
Amel and the Sniffers.
Wait. I don't know why. Okay,
got it. My Fire TV Cube's Alexa reacted to that, to me talking. All right. Those are our thoughts on Surfboard's album, Surfboard's Friendship Music. Now we get to the main event of the evening, the moment we've all been waiting for, our haiku reviews, where we sum it all up in the poetic form of the 575. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Haiku numero uno. David, what is your haiku?
Come on.
Some good punk rock noise. Aggressive, not abrasive. Thanks, Alev. Not bad.
Welcome.
Drew, what is your haiku?
Grab your skateboard deck, drop in and crank the music, but also... listen.
Mm-hmm. My haiku: loud and obnoxious in all the very best ways. Let's go break some shit. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, Alev, what is your haiku?
All right. I held a flower, thinking now in retrospect, the flower held me. You know, it's funny I picked this one because Surfboard also has a song called Flower of Hate. So I was like, oh, that's kind of fitting in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works. Yeah. Those are our thoughts on Surfboard's Friendship Music.
You got this.
Friendship Music. Friendship Music. Go ahead and check it out on our Spotify playlist. Play Record Breakers, a home game. Do your due diligence and your due diligence. Before I do my spiel, Alev, what do you got to promote? Do you have anything you wanna throw out there and promote and
tell the world about what you got going on?
As far as promoting goes, I mean, I do have a photography page that I like more people to check out, please. On Instagram, it's little flames photography, little dot flames photography on Instagram. Don't forget, check it out. It's super cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes along with all of our other links, as well as the Bandcamp. Also, haven't done this in a while since you're the first new guest in a while, but one of the cool things when people are joined for the first time is I give them one of these t-shirts. So I'm going to get your size and when we go to class, I'm just going to hand you one of these t-shirts and some stickers.
Yes. And 7,000 stickers.
Exactly. Hell yes.
I have a lot of stickers, including one that I imagine you'll get. I think you'll enjoy this one, the little gremlin dude, this guy with a baseball bat breaking records.
Oh, absolutely. I love me a good gremlin, yeah. For sure.
He's got, like, the best part is, I don't know if it comes through, is his hairy ass legs. He's a little, like, stubby.
Oh, it comes through.
My God, he's just like me. Yes. Hairy legs and everything.
Yeah, breaking vinyl albums on the ground. Hell yeah. But yeah. You can, of course, check us out all over the internet. Are you? That's the wrong thing. That's a horn. David is at Call Me DJM. Drew is at Extra for X. Alev is at Mercury Hymn or Little Flower. Little. What was that?
Little Dot Flames Photography.
Little Dot Flames Photography. So go check that out. I'm at PD Rave. The show is at 4 Record Breakers. That's the number 4 Record Breakers. RecordBreakersPodcast.com. RecordBreakersPodcast@gmail.com. Rebelly.net for this and other shows. Rebelly TV on YouTube and on Twitch. You can watch us live doing this podcast, doing Through the Tomes, our D&D show. We just wrapped up the official campaign for The Witcher, so we still got more Witcher to do. I beat the game, but there's still a ton more to do because there's DLC, so be sure to check that out. Me and Daisy playing Witcher. Also, be sure to look out for a possible new show stream about breaking open cards. I've got some retro cards here, some 1989, 1990 cards that I might be opening. And of course I'm gonna, cause now I'm a baseball card now. I'm a card guy now. So box breakers, if anything.
You and Logan Paul cracking those packs.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, check out all those things. Follow us, find us where you find podcasts. Build things, like, share, subscribe. All the things. Until next time. Hasta los huevos.
You know, someone just called my phone and then they hung up. They called my phone, they sneezed, coughed, and then hung up. I'm really getting sick and tired of all these cold calls.
Exactly.
Did I get the right Paul, brother?
That's really fitting because I got COVID, so thank you for that one.
Yes. I think you did get the right Paul, brother.
Wait, do you have the COVID currently?
Yeah, I currently have COVID.
Why didn't we postpone the other week?
What because I incredible? Literally feel okay, other than I have a cough, and it's so frustrating.
Toodaloo! Toodaloo! I forgot to say toodaloo.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.